We're doing Megillat Antiochus. We're up to page 33 in this edition. What they read on the fifth candle. As Bagris HaRasha Nichnas B'Sfinachat Yanus L'Antiochus HaMelech. So Bagris, who was sent to crush the Jews, lost. He returned to Antiochus. V'Imon Hashim Plitecharev. He took with him the few that escaped the sword. V'Yan Bagris V'Yomel Antiochus. So Bagris tells Antiochus, HaTamelech Natat Tzivu Levatem Na'yodim Shabbat Ushchod Shumila. Umayot Gadol B'Tocha. You, the king, commanded to annul from the Jews the Sabbath, the order of the months, their calendar and their circumcision. But now there's a great rebellion among the Jews. If you amass all the nations, all the languages, they will not be able to overtake the five sons of Matityahu. Ma'ariyotim chazakim. They are more powerful than lions. They are swifter than eagles. They are more brazen than dove. Bears. So my king, my advice should find favor in your eyes. If you want to win this war, you can't attack them with a small number of people. If you fight them with a small army, you'll be embarrassed in front of all the kings. You have to send letters throughout your kingdom. You have to gather all generals from throughout your kingdom. There should be none left behind. Bring along elephants that are dressed in armor. You want to win this war, you have to bring in a big army. Antiochus thought it was a good idea. He sent word throughout his kingdom. So the generals came from throughout his kingdom. They brought elephants dressed in armor. And so Bagris returned a second time in his ascent on Jerusalem. He breached the fortification of Jerusalem, the walls of Jerusalem. He severed the connection to the entrance to Jerusalem. And he broke 13 breaches in the Sorag. There was this fence as you entered the temple in which there were signs in every language warning the non-Jews that they could not enter the temple, and he made 13 breaches in that fence. Using his powerful army, he smothered the stones, the awesome stones of the temple, brought them down to dust. And he thought to himself, this time the Jews will not overtake me. My army is so mighty, I have such strength. But God in heaven didn't agree.